Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley, who had been considered a contender, is praising the election of Pope Francis, calling it a blessing for the Church. Word that O'Malley and his fellow cardinals had come to a decision spread quickly among Boston-area Catholics yesterday. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman was at St. Anthony Shrine in downtown Boston when the Vatican introduced the new pope, an archbishop from Argentina.
The election of a new pope is one of those life experiences you never forget, where you were when you heard the news.
I was in the dentist's office. I was in my dentist chair, right here, around the corner.
That's where Ann Conley Talkoff was when she found out. The retired teacher from Brookline rushed to St. Anthony's Shrine on Arch Street to say a prayer for the new pope.
I was delighted that it's a South American. I think it's wonderful to have someone who is not European. It's, I hope, a different look. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't know where he is on many issues.
And neither does Richard Flaherty. The Franciscan priest has been at St. Anthony's Shrine for 40 years. He doesn't know much about the new pope, he says, but when Father Richard heard the news, he broke into a big grin.
I'm excited about it, and the great part of it is the fact that he speaks Spanish, and that's good. And I think we need, please God, we need a pope like this and can take us maybe in a whole new way, a whole new direction. So I think it's an exciting time in the Church.
Father Richard knocks on a door in the basement of St. Anthony. As luck or perhaps divine providence would have it, this was the one day of the week when the shrine holds a Spanish-speaking mass. A proud Imelda Berea is from Peru.
Sí, sí. Ah, me sentí muy feliz. Happy, happy.
When I heard the news, I was so excited.
Angelina Flavin is from Colombia.
He was from Latin America. Maybe he's going to direct the church in the right direction. And now we have to pray a lot for him because we need a lot of prayers.
Pope Francis will need all the prayers he can get. With ongoing sex scandals, Vatican leaks, and church finances under scrutiny, the Catholic Church is still in crisis. And the new pope is going to have his work cut out for him, says Monique Morales from Guatemala.
I know it's hard work for him, but I think our prayer helps him.
From this small sampling of faithful at St. Anthony's Shrine in downtown Boston comes a common sentiment, a call for change. Ann Conley Talkoff, who raced from a dentist's chair to this church, says perhaps someday in the not-too-distant future we'll see Catholic women priests, cardinals, and who knows.
We live for the day when it would be Viva Mama.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.